We're now joined by head coach Mike Schmidley up at Princeton. Lady Tigers have been rolling pretty good here of late. Got a victory back on Monday the 4th against East Harrison, 65-25. We talked about that last week. Let's go to the new stuff. A tough, hard-earned victory over Pattonsburg Friday, 59-55. 30-point victory up at Eagleville Tuesday, 57-27. North Andrew comes up Friday night. Green City Monday night, both at Princeton High School. Princeton takes on Lathrop for Holiday Hoops at NCMC on Wednesday the 20th. So it hasn't been the busiest stretch of ball here, Coach, you know, a couple of games a week, but you got, I'm trying to do the quick math here, starting tomorrow, you got three games in five nights.
Yeah, and we're kind of getting into what I kind of look at as kind of our brutal part of our schedule, with Green City, and then we turn around and play a Lathrop team that I don't know much about, but I know they're 6-0 and won that KCI tournament pretty easily, so they're obviously really talented, and Mercer Milan after that, so we're going to learn a lot about ourselves over the next couple weeks.
It looked like a pretty comfortable victory against North Harrison. I know from the looks of things that, you know, the roster is pretty small, and it looks like a little bit rebuilding up at North Harrison this year. But how did you feel like, just from your sideline, Coach, how did you feel like your team played up at Eagleville on Tuesday?
Well, I saw some good things. We understood their situation, so we tried to limit what we did just simply because of their roster, so we didn't do some things we might typically have done against some other teams. But I thought offensively we knew they were going to be in a 2-3 zone. I liked our ball movement, and I thought we just played man for a quarter. We didn't even play man a full quarter, about first 5.5 minutes, I think. I thought our man was pretty solid. Then we come out and went into a zone. But, I thought we did pretty well. I did think we got a lot of easy shots around the basket, especially the second half. I didn't think we necessarily finished as well as I would have liked, but maybe missed a few more free throws than we would have liked. But overall, I thought it was a good game for us, especially on the offensive end. I thought we had some kids that shot the ball well, and that was a good sign. And just moved the ball. I think a couple things I've tried to emphasize to our kids is I like to see high assist totals and high steal totals when I look at our box score, and we've been fairly consistent at that. And I thought again on Tuesday our assist number was exceptional. And it's not just one kid. You know, it's like all seven kids we've been playing. I had assists, and you know, two, three, four assists each. So they're sharing the basketball and playing hard on defense, and that's kind of what I'm asking of them.
Yeah, it's a nice win. You know, you're now 2-0 in the conference. Before we talk about the games coming up, that Pattonsburg game, yeah, I'm looking at that final score going 59-55. That had to be a very entertaining game up at your place on Friday.
Well, I think it was certainly for the fans. It was as close as the final score would indicate. Just kind of back and forth. They played hard. Our kids played hard. The Caitlin Jones, their exceptional guard. She was pretty sensational that night. We had trouble kind of containing her. I thought we did do a pretty good job keeping her out of lane and maybe not giving her drives, but. She had some offensive rebounds, and then I thought she shot the three ball really well, especially second half. And so, it was a lot of lead changes, and we had a spell in the second half, kind of toward the end of the third quarter, where we went on a little bit of run and kind of got an 8-point lead, I think, maybe 9. I know it was at least 8. That was probably the biggest lead in the game for either team. And then from that point on, we kind of kept the lead, but they kept knocking it back down to 2 or 3, and it seemed like we needed a basket. Somebody would step up and get a shot, knock down a shot or something. We didn't shoot free throws again particularly well down the stretch, but we kept it kind of like that 3-4-5-point lead down in the fourth quarter late, and was able to get that win. I thought Addie Hinkey had a really good offensive game. She was kind of our counter to Jones, and And but I think we had three kids in double figures with Grace Kelly and I think it was Gracie Allnut that night. She had a big game for us. By her best game of season. I think she ended up with 13 points and a gob of rebounds and was a factor on defense as well. So that was good to see out of Gracie too. So that's a good win for us. I mean, gotta give Pattonsburg credit. They come in ready to play and we got every bit of what they had.
Yeah, wins win. I'm looking at North Andover. It's been a long time since I've seen a team here. I'm looking at a 3-3 record. They've lost a couple in a row. Every one of their games has been 5 points or less. So they could say, hey, we're like 10 points away from being 6-0. The other thing is true, you know, they're 10 points away from being maybe 0-6. So I can't figure them out. I can say this, you know, Pattonsburg is a common opponent. They lost to Pattonsburg by 3. You beat Pattonsburg by about that. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. It looks like North Andover has the ability to play with people.
Oh, yeah, no question. They defend really well. I think I compare them a little bit to King City and the fact that I think their key is their defense. They appear to like low scoring games, and as a result that keeps the games close and gives them a shot. I know in that Pattonsburg game Pattonsburg ended up getting them, but North Andrew got a decent little lead on them early in the first half and probably led them a good portion of that game, and Pattonsburg was able to come back and get them. So fully expect a good matchup. Like you said, all their games are close. They know how to play, keep it that way, and so we're going to have to match them on defense and hope that we can put some points on the board and see what happens. I don't know much too much about them either, other than they have a tradition too. I think they've lost some kids from a year ago, but for the last few years they've had some success in the sport of basketball and the sport of softball. So good matchup, and we'll have to definitely bring our A game.
You know, this Green City team that's coming to your place really, really well on Monday. What can you say about the Lady Gophers? They've improved as much as anybody over, you know, since the middle of last season to now.
Well, they're better too, because they had an eighth grader that was really, really good, I kind of felt like she could have started high school last year if she'd been in high school, and so she's added a score. She's probably their second leading scorer as a freshman. Shoots a three ball and drives it well. Good passer, just a good solid ball player. And of course, Hatcher, Jaren, she's just a sophomore, but she just keeps getting better and better. And she's a tough matchup. And all their kids were young last year. I mean, we were playing freshmen and sophomores, and even the sophomores, they had played junior high as freshmen, so they didn't see that much varsity time as freshmen because they played down. And so it was kind of a learning experience for them for a good portion last year, and then we had some injuries and stuff that went along with that. But they are considerably better, and they like to get up down the floor. They like to run and jump you on defense, good man to man, like I say, they got some kids that can score. They got two kids back from Jaren, averaged almost, I think, I can't remember, but she scored a lot of points last year, just under 500 as a freshman, and the Helt girl was a good scorer, and so now they add the Jeffries girl, and so they've got several scorers, and they like to turn you over. So that'll be a test for us. Their size concerns me a little bit. Got a little more size than we do, and so we'll just have to see, how we match up. But definitely going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, certainly the Lathrop game will be kind of one of the early marquee games in Holiday Hoops, with Lathrop 6-0, winners of the KCI tournament, Princeton 6-1, at least going into this weekend. North Andrew home Friday, Green City home Monday, Lathrop game 6:30 Wednesday from the Ketchum Community Center. Coach, you'll see you at the Ketchum Center next week. Good luck with the games coming up.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Have a good day.